The Juniper Tree. The night Robin Ross was dying in the hospital, I was waiting for a man to come pick me up, a man she had once dated months before I began dating him, and he was late, and I was wondering whether his going to see her with me was even wise. Perhaps I should go alone. Her colleague, ZJ, had called that morning and said, "Things are bad. When she leaves the hospital, she's not going home." "I'll go see her tonight," I said. I felt I was a person of my word, and by saying something, I would make it so. It was less like integrity, perhaps, and more like magic. "That's a good idea," ZJ said. He was chairman of the theater department and had taken charge, like a husband, since Robin had asked him to. His tearfulness about her fate had already diminished. In the 80s, he had lost a boyfriend to AIDS, and now all the legal and medical decision-making these last few months, he said, seemed numbingly familiar. But then I found myself waiting, and soon it was 7:30, and then 8, and I imagined Robin was tired and sleeping in her metal hospital bed and would have more energy in the morning. When the man I was waiting for came, I said, "You know, it's so late. Maybe I should visit Robin in the morning, when she'll have more energy and be more awake. The tumor presses on the skull, poor girl, and makes her groggy." "Whatever you think is best," said the man. When I told him what ZJ had said, that when Robin left the hospital she wasn't going home, the man looked puzzled. "Where is she going to go?" He hadn't dated Robin very long, only a few weeks, and he had never really understood her. "Her garage was a pigsty," he had once said. I couldn't believe all the crap that was in it. And I had nodded agreeably, feeling I had won him. My own garage wasn't that great, but whatever. I had triumphed over others by dint of some unknowable charm. Now I was coming to realize that a lot of people baffled the sky, and that I would be next to become incomprehensible and unattractive. That was how dating among straight, middle-aged women seemed to go in this college town. One available man every year or so just made the rounds of...